Over the holiday weekend, one of the men responsible for the early U.S. space program died. NASA engineer Max Faget was 83 years old. Faget is best known for designing the capsule for Project Mercury, which carried the first American astronauts into space in 1961. He also helped to design every human spacecraft NASA has launched since then, including the space shuttle. Commentator Andrew Chaikin has a remembrance.
Think of space heroes and you probably think of astronauts. But every great achievement in space begins in the mind of an engineer on Earth. Last week, the rocket plane Spaceship One captured the $10 million XPRIZE because of some brilliant out-of-the-box thinking by its designer, Burt Rutan. More than 40 years ago, NASA's out-of-the-box thinker was a small, wiry engineer named Max Faget. He was never a household name, even at the height of the space race, but his genius was crucial to NASA's space triumphs. In early 1958, U.S. aerospace engineers were struggling to design a craft that would put a man in space as soon as possible. The biggest problem was protecting the craft and the astronaut from the intense heat of reentry into the atmosphere. Most experts favored a sleek needle-nose design to minimize air resistance. It would have to withstand temperatures hotter than the surface of the sun, if anyone could figure out how to build such a craft. But Faget had a different idea. He'd heard researcher Harvey Allen talk about a craft with a blunt shape. It would slam into the atmosphere, creating a shock wave that would deflect most of the heat away from the spacecraft. Allen's idea went completely against the conventional wisdom, but Faget realized it was right. When the experts gathered for a conference in March 1958, talking about needle-nose designs, they got an earful from Max Faget. "You're all wrong," he told them. If they were serious about putting a man in space soon, he said, the blunt body was the only way to go. Faget's outspokenness helped convince the skeptics, and he designed the spacecraft for Project Mercury with a blunt heat shield. It was anything but sleek. It looked like an upside-down Dixie cup with a saucer-shaped lid. But Faget's Mercury capsule successfully carried the first Americans into space, including Alan Shepard, John Glenn, and Gordon Cooper. Faget went on to design the Apollo Command Module, the ship that took astronauts from the Earth to the Moon and back. He even led the early design of the reusable space shuttle. But Mercury was always his proudest accomplishment, and in 2003 he was thrilled to be inducted into the Inventors Hall of Fame. Today, NASA is a very different place than the small, tightly knit organization where Faget thrived. But it still needs the kind of genius that made Max Faget one of America's first space heroes.
Author Andrew Chaikin is preparing to write a biography of Max Faget.